Buffalo Trail, sticks and stones. Gonna build a government road. It'll be paid when I get done. Build a government road.
When Woody came to New York, Government Road was the second song Woody wrote on the second day after he wrote This Land Is Your Land.
This was about 1940, and Woody was reflecting on the highway system at the time.
Saying, in effect, why do we have to have these highways, you know, that are so hard to get from one place to another on? Why don't we have a government road? So in that way, he was kind of predating the whole interstate highway system that Eisenhower helped to put together years later.
Woody's foresight must have contributed to your desire to sing Government Road.
I like the history of it, where it comes into his catalog, and I also really like the whole idea of how the highways differed so much from his day to my day.
Gonna grab my shovel in my hand, build a government road. Gonna hire every man I can to build a government road.
We're speaking with singer, harmonica player, guitar player Charlie McGuire, inspired by Woody Guthrie, and that was a Woody Guthrie song. But you're mostly known, Charlie, as a songwriter, and you sometimes write from your own experience, like the song Every Sailor on Watch. And you've done some sailor work. Could you tell the backstory of the song?
Sure. The backstory is my grandfather was a sailor. He died at sea. He got sick. He was on a Coast Guard vessel, and he got pneumonia, and he died at the age of 30. So I've outlived my grandfather by quite a few years. And I always wanted to know why he went to sea, because he was in the Navy during World War I, but he couldn't make it on land. He was a streetcar conductor, he was a small engine mechanic, nothing seemed to work out. So he finally told my grandmother, he says, I need to go back to sea, and that's what he did. Unfortunately, he got sick and died. But I always wanted to know, what drives a person to do that? So I started riding on the big boats myself. I took three vessels, one starting in the 1980s. One went all the way up to Montreal through all the Great Lakes, up the St. Lawrence Seaway. Another one went to Detroit with a load of iron ore, and another one was with the U.S. Coast Guard, the same outfit my grandfather was in. And I was on that ship, the Sundew, for a week. Now it's a museum in Duluth, but before, it was a working Coast Guard vessel. I stood watches, you know. I was a regular enlisted man on the deck. I guess you would say I was embedded with the U.S. Coast Guard.
What would the guys talk about on the boats?
We were on watch, and all the sailors that I was with on that vessel, all they talked about was their love life, their romantic life. And they either were lamenting the fact that things were not working out, or they were lamenting the fact that things were working out, but they weren't there. And so I had to write this song about being on watch under all these stars and talking about those kinds of relationships.
Stars are out tonight. Even the tiny ones are bright in the dark. Ways of love where it's clearly seen. Every sailor on watch would be living his dream. In his own heart tonight. In his own heart tonight.
We're speaking with songwriter Charlie McGuire. And Charlie, you write songs written by others who inspire you. You write from your own experience. But it's really quite another thing to write from somebody else's experiences. And we've got a song of yours called Light the River. Tell us about this.
When I go out to look for a new story, I don't look for stories about people that look like me. I don't look for stories about people that are the same gender as me. I'm looking for something else. And I came upon this woman by the name of Jane Robinson, who worked for the U.S. government lighting lanterns along 3 miles of the Mississippi River from Dayton Bluff to South St. Paul. So what you do is you hop in a rowboat, you go out to your section of the river, you light a lantern at night so that when the steamboats come down the river, they know where the shore ends and the river starts. Because then that makes the Mississippi River not only a 24-hour river. You can navigate it in the daytime or you can navigate it at night. And she served as a post-light keeper, as they call it, from the early 1900s to about 1930. She figured she had rowed her rowboat the equivalent of 3 times around the world, servicing those lights during the navigation season. So I found this little obscure story in a South St. Paul history book, and then started from there and tried to put myself in her boat.
Rowing on the water, pulling on the oar, Jane Robinson, post light keeper along the Mississippi River shore. Rowing on the water to shiny light on Big Muddy for all who study his tarnished silver highway through the night. Light the river, show your light until the break of day. Now, Jane, light the river, and we'll be on our way.
Charlie McGuire sings new songs in the old folk music neighborhood, the West Bank of Minneapolis. He does it at the Roots Cellar at University Baptist Church, Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. An internet search for Roots Cellar MPLS gets you to the Roots Cellar website. And there's also a link for tickets at charliemcguire.com. And McGuire is spelled M-A-G-U-I-R-E. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.